Welcome, welcome, friends, to episode 31 of the Fast and Fabulous podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Montone. I'm a full-time mom, fasting coach, and podcaster. My entire adult life was always centered around losing weight and got exceptionally difficult after having children. I had tried everything: pills, shakes, wraps, counting calories, over-exercising. I was the ultimate yo-yo dieter. Until January 2020, when I discovered clean intermittent fasting. 3 years later, I'm down 50 plus pounds, but most importantly, I've been able to maintain a healthy weight and ditch diet brain for the first time in my adult life. So please stop counting calories and stick with me, because we all have the power to lose weight and keep it off naturally. Best of all, it's absolutely free. Please remember to consult your physician before embarking on an intermittent fasting lifestyle. Also, please do not use any of the following information in place of medical advice. Are you new to the fasting world, jumping back in, or maybe just need help breaking through a plateau? With all of the knowledge and resources out there, it's okay to still need a bit of help. Did you know that I now offer coaching services? Helping others find this freedom and setting them up for a lifetime of optimal health and wellness is my passion, and I want to help you. Please visit fastandfabulouspodcast.com to learn more. Okay, fasting fam, today is special because today I have my husband, Al Montone, on the show. If you follow me on social media, you may know I've been married almost 12 years to this amazing man. I am so incredibly proud of how far he's come on his own intermittent fasting journey. My husband is 45 years old and about 5'11". He started his journey at about 250 pounds over 3 years ago. To date, he's released about 45 pounds. He's still working on the last 20, and he finally wanted to come on to share his experience. I am so excited because I've been waiting over a year to record this conversation. I hope you all enjoy. Welcome, everyone, to episode 31 of the Fast and Fabulous podcast. Today, I have a very special episode. I am here with my husband. His name is Al, by the way.
Hello.
He has been fasting as long as I have. He really has always wanted to come on the show, and today is the day. Truth be told, I've been wanting to interview him for a while, but he's been quite reluctant. So I'm glad you finally agreed to come on.
Yep.
So anyways, I'm excited to have him share his intermittent fasting story because this is personal. I'm going to always ask the same question I asked everyone. I'm going to treat you just like somebody else. So my first question is, how and when did you first discover clean intermittent fasting?
Well, you discovered it first. You started talking about it in early 2020, January of 2020, like right after the new year. You were telling me a lot about it, and you ended up starting it. At the time, I, like a lot of other people, I thought it was kind of crazy, skeptical if it would work, but also just felt that I couldn't do it. I didn't think I had the mental power to pull that off. The year starts off, and you're telling me that you're feeling good. You're starting to see some even initial results, even if it's not weight loss, but your clothes starts fitting you differently. So I became more intrigued by it, but I'll never forget the first day I actually did it was almost by accident. It was President's Day 2020, which is sometime in February, and I had a doctor's appointment, and it was some kind of medical test that I had a fast for, and I had scheduled an 8 a.m. appointment because, again, I didn't want to fast too long. I wanted to eat breakfast, so I figured by 9 a.m. I'll be done and I can eat, and they ended up calling me a few days before and saying, we have to move it back to like 11, the appointment moved to 11 a.m. And I, since I was off that day, I didn't want to, I ended up doing it and keeping the appointment. And I'll never forget, you know, I ended up feeling more energetic. I ended up feeling better. It wasn't that challenging for me. I actually ended up going even longer. Once I got home, I wasn't even that craving of a food. And that was like what really showed me that I could fast for, I think, 16, 17 hours. So really, I probably would have done it regardless, given your results with it. But I think that doctor's appointment kind of showed me that you can do it.
You can do it.
You can do it.
You can do it. Anyone can. So
you started in 2020, and then what, I mean, really, there was a lot of challenges in life after, you know, with COVID, and then we had some family challenges. So that happened, and you were plateaued for a really long time. So how long did you plateau for, and what was your initial weight loss? How long did that take?
So I would say I lost about, from February of 2020 to June or July of that year, I lost about 20 pounds, which was really helpful because if you think about that time, it was COVID lockdowns. We were all locked in our houses. We weren't socializing. Could have easily been the other way where I would have gained 20 pounds. So I lost that first 20 pounds, which was great. But then I did plateau, and I pretty much was stuck. I lost 20 pounds, and between the summer of 2020 and the end of 2022, I gained back 10, I believe. Yeah, I plateaued and even gained some extra weight.
And how long was that for? A long time.
Well, if you do the math, it'd be summer of 2020 until the end of 2022, so like 2 years and a half.
Don't ask me to do math.
No, that's 2 years and a half, really.
Okay, so 2.5 years he plateaued. This is important for all the turtles.
But I was fasting still every single
day. He never stopped to fast.
I was doing 16 at least, if not more.
Every day he fasted, even when the scale went up, he just kept fasting. And then one day, your plateau broke. Let's talk about that. How did you break your plateau?
I went into 2023 just really saying that I'm going to stop telling myself this is the year I lose weight and that this will be the year that I do it. And really, I wanted to focus on two things. Number one was just correcting my appetite, because even though I was fasting all these hours, I was just eating a lot in my window. So just kind of mindless eating. I wasn't eating the worst things in the world, but I was eating a lot. I was eating a lot of food, and really didn't matter that I fasted because I was still eating so much. But the other big thing that I did was just start to exercise again and do it habitually and continually.
I think that probably helped you achieve appetite correction.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
It helped achieve appetite correction. And I think I'm the kind of person that when I'm exercising, I'm going to just eat better.
You want to eat better.
You want to eat better, yeah.
Because you want to get the results you're working hard towards.
So this started in January, just me working out. I'm working out probably about 5 times a week, sometimes 4, sometimes 6 even. And I've lost now, I'd say 35 pounds this year.
Since the plateau was broken. Just so 35 pounds this year, 20 last year. So that's 55 pounds. Look, I did math.
I gained some. So yeah, you're about 45, I think, because I gained some after the plateau.
Okay, well, 45 pounds, that's the thing.
It's huge, and I still would like to lose another 15 or more.
You're really close now. Like, you're edging on your goal, which is what?
Well, weight-wise?
Any-wise.
I mean, I'd like to be like 185, 180, something along those lines. Right now, I'm like 205.
Well, you're really close, right? So
I mean, way closer than I was 6 months ago.
That is true. You're way closer. So for anyone who is struggling with a plateau, he went through 2.5 years of the longest plateau.
But
he never stopped. So that's really important. Sometimes it takes a long time for that appetite correction flip of the switch to happen. And so even though it took him 2.5 years for that to happen after he had lost his initial weight, he still kept going. And that's really a testament to how powerful the clean fast is. Once you hit your goal, like, what is your plan? Do you have one? Maintenance?
Yeah, maintenance. You know, I don't want to. I'm someone that's always struggled with my weight since I was a kid, really. I don't want to just gain it back, just go in reverse. So yeah, definitely maintain it and, you know, put on more muscle. I would obviously think it'd be healthy for me if I could put on more muscle.
Most definitely. So do you have a vision of what maintenance looks like? Because I have to admit something openly to everyone out there, even though my husband here, love him so much, he's fasted this whole time and he listens to everything I say, but he's never read the books that I recommend him to read, which you all know what those books are. So he hasn't read the chapter about maintenance. So he's learned from me, I guess, and watched through me, but you're a different person. So I guess, have you thought about what your windows will look like then compared to now?
You know, I haven't really thought about it. I've been more focused on just getting to that goal. I'm more in that losing mindset because I still have 20 pounds to lose. And it's probably going to be a harder 20 pounds than my first 35 pounds.
The last few pounds are always
the hardest. Yeah, 20 pounds is quite a bit. So I think that'll, I haven't really thought about it a lot, but I do want to maintain it. And my fasts, I average about 17, 18. I'd say 18 is my average, but I also tend to do longer
fasts. You do longer fasts.
Yeah.
We're talking about 20 plus hours. Some people listening do like 42 hours. I just want to be clear, when we say longer, it's nothing like that. He doesn't do that. I would say you've done some modified down days.
Yeah, 25 is my longest, I think.
Yeah. 25 is my longest.
And really, the best way for me to do it is to close my window early.
Yeah.
Like 11 to 3 is my sweet spot, maybe a little earlier, a little later. But when I do that and I get by the evening, I can really fast easily into 24 hours the next day.
So let's talk about the early window, because I feel like for a lot of people, that is a huge game changer. And for a lot of my clients, it's been a huge game changer. I'm really feeling like, you know, it needs to be put out there more, that just because you're eating one meal a day, just because you're fasting 18 to whatever hours a day, and you're eating in a restricted time window, it doesn't necessarily mean that that meal that you have has to be dinner. So a lot of us have lunch. I know some people who even have morning windows because they like breakfast. And so they just have an early window in the morning, and then they hit their fasting timer into the next day. Morning versus lunch versus evening, I'd say the majority of people like evening windows, but moving your window if you can, because I know not everyone can move their eating window. It's difficult if you're in the office all day, or you're even just any type of job situation where you're not in your home, to move your meal, your main meal of the day, to when you're not there. If you have the capability and the know-how to move your window from dinner to lunch, and you don't have to do this every day, mix it up. But if you're trying to break through a plateau, that could be something you try. So just to put that in everybody's pocket today. So that's your little plateau breakthrough of the day. So let's go back to exercise. You went from exercising like none to now you're like crazy like me. So driving you?
To me, it's breaking the habit. So when I first met you,
way back long ago,
13, 14 years ago, I was doing CrossFit. I was doing martial arts.
Yes.
It was very habitual for me to work out. You know, every day I had to do this. We both had our routines. Then I got a job at a different town and I had really long commute, and that was just the start of it.
We were also married at that point.
Yeah, but I think that at that point, getting up early to drive and then coming home late at night, you just kind of stop. You start going just the weekends, and then eventually we had kids and I just completely stopped working. You know, when you have little babies, you're just trying to get by.
Yeah, just surviving.
You're surviving, right? And then, you know, the last few years, just working out just seemed like, just thinking about it seemed, it just got me down.
Like a chore?
Like a chore, yeah. It just seemed like an impossibility. And it's become a habit for me again now. You know, we both do the hot sauna workouts. I even go to, if I just want to lift weights, sometimes I'll just go to my 24/7 gym over here. It's a habit for me now. And you know, it's the opposite. If I don't go to the gym, it feels like something is wrong.
Yeah.
Whereabouts before, it felt like a chore and it was wrong to kind of go. Now it feels like something's wrong if I'm not there.
So I just like want to kind of spin off that, which is consistency and making it your habit, as opposed to working out, saying, I'm going to go work out twice a week. And then maybe like, you know, you let a week go by and you don't do it. And then you do it again. It's going to be hard to get back into that groove. So when you make it your habit, you just fit it into your day. Everybody has, you know, 30 minutes to an hour or less. Sometimes it's just a 15 minute walk, but you can work it into your day somewhere. Movement is, I feel like in this lifestyle, almost essential to you achieving your goals, some sort of movement. And for every single one of our body types and every single one of our challenges, it's going to be different. So whether it's a walk, whether you're doing intense like CrossFit workouts, personally, I feel like putting movement into your routine, making it your habit, just along with your intermittent fasting habit, that's when you achieve your goals. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. You know, and some days you're just really motivated, you wake up ready to go. Other days the motivation isn't there, but just getting to the gym, once you get there, you're good. It just, you have to take that step.
It's just getting there. I think half the battle is just putting yourself in the room.
And by no means, if you're sore or if you're hurt, you don't want to, or sick, don't go those days. You're just having a motivation problem. Just go there. And a lot of times those workouts are some of my better ones.
Yeah, sometimes you just need the whole, what Isaac Newton, a body in motion stays in motion, a body at rest stays in rest. True. Is that Isaac Newton that said that?
I think so.
Gosh, wow. How did I even know that? Okay, so non-scale victories. This is something I ask because it's my favorite part of fasting. We show up for the weight loss. We stay for the healing and the health benefits. What have been your non-scale victories that you wouldn't mind sharing?
Well, I mean, clothes is definitely one. You start to see clothes be baggier on you, or clothes that was tight is not tight anymore. But I think for me, it's been my face. You know, when I looked at my face before, it was bloated, it was swollen. And now I'm just seeing a skinnier face, a more toned face. And I think that, you know, when you look in the mirror every day, maybe you don't really pick up on it. But when you're looking in a camera or you see a picture of yourself, I was FaceTiming a relative of mine the other day. And I was really just looked at my face and it looked totally different than it did, you know, a year ago.
Yeah.
So I think that's been a huge noticeable thing for me.
I think it's more than your face, but I mean, to be fair,
no,
your whole body.
Yeah, changing. It's your whole body. Yeah. But I just want to do something different than just saying, you know, like the clothes. And
oh,
things
yeah.
Like that.
I mean, aside from that, has there any been like major health things that have either cleared up or gone away or any sort of healing that's happened for you?
I would say I definitely feel more energetic and less lethargic doing this.
That's a big
and
one.
I think that the belief is that you have to have breakfast first thing in the morning because that's what fuels your body. And this has been shown that be the opposite of true, especially if you're eating things like pancakes and muffins and donuts to start your day. You know, and I drink coffee every morning. I drink black coffee. I like black coffee to begin with. So even...
That was an easy transition,
yeah, because that black coffee wasn't an issue for me.
Right.
I never was somebody that was really big on...
No, you weren't a coffee creamer.
I put some creamer in there, but never like, you know, sugars and things like that. So yeah, I just feel energetic in the mornings.
Well, I think that's a pretty big win, you know, having more energy just to get through the day, especially, you know, into your 40s. It's kind of like you, especially when having little kids in your 40s, if you can relate to that. So yeah, it's definitely been... being on this side of the spectrum as your wife, it's been very cool to see you finally break through the plateau and achieve appetite correction closer to your goal. You're more confident. And so that's been a really cool progression.
There's also, now that I'm really doing this effectively and I'm exercising and I'm eating cleaner and I'm doing good fasts, I don't feel as guilty when I do eat something like a pizza.
Well, I think for you, I think a lot of the battle is taking the guilt out of it. And that's huge.
Right.
When you take the guilt out, then you can just enjoy the food that you want.
Absolutely.
In your window.
Right.
So honestly, it takes everybody a different amount of time. You're still working on that aspect. Diet brain is really ingrained in every one of us. That's what we're trying to break here. No more diet brain. So I ask this question a lot because most people I talk to are in my Facebook group. You're in my Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
And you obviously follow me on Instagram. Otherwise, you'd be in trouble. Do you rely on community at all? Most people do,
no,
like social media, but you're not a social media person.
No, not really. I look at things.
I'm your community?
Yeah, I see things in the group and I see people posting their wins and I'll like it. But yeah, I'm not actively involved.
You're like a cheerleader, but not a contributor?
Yeah, I'm someone who
understands.
I guess
that's fair.
Yeah.
He's an introvert if you haven't really, you know, picked up on that. So I think that was part of him coming on here is to kind of get out of his shell. And I like that. If somebody's listening, especially a man, because I like getting male perspectives, and you can give one piece of advice to that person, that male figure out there who could be overweight, unwell, sick, and tired, and maybe looking into intermittent fasting, but they're hesitant, like you were, what would you tell them to give them that little push?
It's not difficult. It's not expensive.
It's free, in fact.
It's free. Yeah, it's free. And like it happened with me, just try it for a day or two. You know, I gave that example of the doctors, and that kind of what showed me that I could go 17 hours. But then when I started doing it, you know, I would start at 14 hours. You know, instead of having breakfast first thing in the morning, I would get up around 6:30, 7 a.m. and I would eat pretty much at 7 a.m. right away. And then I would go to work. So what I started doing was I started eating like a little bowl of fruit or some cottage cheese and yogurt like around 10 a.m. You know, I equate it to if you're you know, doing bench press and you start off, you can only do 100 pounds or something, and then gradually you build it up, yeah. Right? So I would say, you know, build it up first. You don't need to start doing 24-hour fasts right away. Do those graduals, you know, 10, 12, 16, whatever
it takes. It doesn't matter depending on your personality, because some people are like, I like to dive right in, and that's fine. But I think just the first few days to see if you can dive right in, do those little, you know, 16, 17 hours. I mean, I started with 14 hours because I was like a child that had to eat every 3 hours. I never thought this would work for me.
No, I mean, I started with the 14 too, when I started really doing it. And I would always bring a little snack, a healthy snack, but I'd always have something just in case, you know, because there was at this time I was going into the office.
Yeah, you were scared.
And I was scared, and you know, I would get hungry. And eventually got to a point where you start lengthening your fast. It's like, I don't really need that bowl of yogurt or whatever it was.
What are some things you do to lengthen your fast? Or to make you feel like you could fast longer?
Keep busy.
That's so cool.
I'm a boredom eater. And, you know, the days that I go the longest are days if I have a long work day full of meetings, like I can go 20 plus hours, 24 hours. I like to go to the beach and don't buy anything at the beach. Like, you know, there's no, besides water or anything like that, I could go easily 24
hours.
Not on
our beach. Some beaches have things to do.
Yes, it depends what beach you go to. But like, you know, I'm you know, busy with either working out at the beach or hanging out with the kids, and I can just take, so whatever it is, it's just being occupied.
Distractions. Distract yourself in any way possible.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know if it's like I'm doing the distraction so I don't eat, but it's just, they're just more like organically happening.
It does. And I feel like you're more productive in that way.
Right. Yeah.
I'm always
because
more productive.
I'm actually doing something, and maybe I'm not even close to a pantry of food, and you're not even thinking about it.
Physically removing yourself from being able to access food is kind of key for me sometimes. Like if I am at the end of my fast, this is totally a tangent now because but that's okay. This is what we're here for. I will go out and purposely run an errand just to get through that last hour.
Do whatever you can do to kind of keep you busy. It's, you can draw or paint or, you know, whatever it is that kind of keeps your mind.
But you do, right? You draw or paint when you're passing time, right? Do you quilt or knit?
Yeah, I knit.
Yeah, you do. Okay. All right. Well, so I'm so glad we could do this because a lot of people asked me about you, and I'm glad we could finally virtually introduce you to everyone in the world. I hope you guys enjoyed meeting my husband and getting a little glimpse into the life of a couple that fasts, because maybe you're out there listening and your wife or your husband wants to start fasting and they're really not sure. Well, I hope we can inspire somebody out there, because collectively we've lost over near 100 pounds.
Yeah.
And you can too, because if we can do it, anyone can. All right. I'm going to leave you with that. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening today. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Follow me on Instagram at @CleanFastingMama. If you would like to hear more on my story or sign up for my newsletter, please visit fastandfabulouspodcast.com. And if you're enjoying the show, please leave me a review. Fast on, friends.